Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Would you like to know an actual medical fact, Chopper?
Yeah.
It is actually impossible to eat a teaspoon of cinnamon. Did you know that? You can't actually do it. It's not possible.
Okay.
And my friends at the No Cussing Club told me this.
Yeah.
Because they tried it and they nearly swore, but they didn't. They
right.
Went, oh my gosh. Now, I've not tried it, but apparently it is not possible. You cannot eat a teaspoon of cinnamon.
Why would you want to eat a teaspoon of cinnamon?
Well, I don't know who found this out, but it's true.
Right.
Now, I've taken the liberty of getting some cinnamon from Chris Moyles' local grocery store, which I happened to be passing by earlier this morning.
Did you?
Yes, because I went round for a cup of tea.
Right.
With Chris earlier at his house. And I popped in and got some cinnamon. And would you like to try that now?
No, why don't you do it?
No, we'd like you to do it.
I don't want to do it. Why don't you do it?
Okay, well, just have a little seat round there.
Round where?
Just there. And we'll try it.
I don't want to do it.
Go on.
Why don't you do it?
Go on.
It's your theory. You do it.
No, it's not up to me.
It is up to you.
It's not up to me.
It's your theory. You do it.
It's not.
I'm bigger. It's your theory. You do it.
Go on.
No, look, the cinnamon's there.
Go on.
You do it.
Go on.
You do it.
Go on.
No, I haven't got any water or anything.
Yeah, sure, there's water right there.
Why?
Have a go. Go on, please have a go.
Why do
I? Do it for me.
I don't want to do it.
Do it for. I know you don't want to, but just do it for me. Just see if we can prove this.
Can the next theory be, if I smash you in the mouth, your teeth will fall out? Can we see if that theory works?
Let's just try this one first.
Why? I hate cinnamon anyhow.
Okay, well, just try it. See if you can. All you got to do is try.
And then what am I going to do? Be sick?
Put it in your mouth and swallow it, that's all. See if you can do it. Okay, go.
First time.
Go on.
Oh, that's going my eye and everything.
Oh. Oh, thank God we got the bin there.
What's such a... Oh.
Can I try it?
Yeah, go on then.
Can I try it?
Yeah, you
okay.
Can. Oh, I'm going out for dinner time. I've got cinnamon all over
my
jumper.
I'm not making as much of a fuss as you are, am I?
Go on then. Oh, that is disgusting.
Okay. Here we go.
The full-on thing.
The theory is you can't eat it.
Can't do it.
Oh! 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 That's disgusting.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Okay, it's now time for our brand new feature, Scott's Loose Lips. That's what we're calling it.
Are we?
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't like Scott's squealers?
I like it a lot, Scott's Loose Lips. Now, everyone's got a mate who just can't keep their mouth shut. Everybody knows one. You tell them something, you ask them to keep it to themselves, and within minutes, they have told just about everyone they know. They just can't help themselves. They've got leaky teeth. And we are going to try...
Leaky teeth and loose lips?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're going to try and find the world's biggest gossip as we search to find the most indiscreet friend on Earth. You ready for the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Right, we did this earlier, okay? Here's the first person who wants to out their mate as the biggest gossip in the world. Hiya, Paula.
Hello.
Now, tell me about the gossip. Or isn't there two gossips on this occasion?
Yes, there is. My best friend, Becky, and her husband, Rob.
Okay, tell me what they've done in the past.
They've done all sorts of it. You tell them one thing, and it goes right the way through to all of our mates, because we're all quite close. One of the things was about one of our friends having an affair, and... Robert actually told everybody about it, so it's he's really bad about things like that.
So they're kind of made for each other. They're a gossiping couple. It's all they do.
Yes, they are. And the first thing you do when you meet up with them is that they tell you the latest gossip.
Brilliant. And their names are Rob and Becky.
Yes, that's right.
And they're married gossips.
Yes, they are.
I love it. Right, so who are we going to try and call today?
Becky.
One half of the gossip duo.
Couple, yes.
Okay. And what are we going to tell them? What are we going to make up?
We're going to say that me and my husband have had a massive row and that we've called off our holiday to Kenya this weekend.
Right, okay. So you'll tell her that and then we'll get one of your other friends to phone her up and see how long it takes for her to blab it out.
Yes.
I love this so much.
They sound horrible, don't they? Well, not horrible, but just...
I just quite like it that they're obviously MFEO, made for each other, because...
Because they can't keep their gob shut.
No. That's probably like when they first started dating. That was like their common thing. Guess what? No, you never really. Right, so this is what happened when Paula called up Becky, the gossip, to give her some news, made up, but tell her not to tell anyone at all.
Hello.
Hi, mate. You all right to talk?
Oh, hello, yeah.
Hello, you all right? You had a good day?
Yeah no, go on. I'm just in borders, yeah.
Yeah, have you? No. Oh, yeah, you're off, aren't you? Half term, forgot.
Say it again. I'm half term, yeah.
Oh, mate, I'm really, really upset. I've got something to tell you.
Oh, wow.
Probably shouldn't don't say anything to anybody.
No, go on. I'm just moving away from
Me and Ross have had a massive argument, like really, really bad.
Yeah.
No, really bad. The worst we've ever had.
Really? Wait, you and Ross, did you say?
Yeah, we're not going Kenya at the weekend.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my word, you're having a mass baller.
No, we've had a massive row. The worst we've ever had, honestly.
Oh, are you all right?
He stayed at his mum and dad's last night. It's really bad.
Season on me.
Yeah, so...
Is it like anybody's fault or anything major happened, or has it just, like, been building?
No, I don't know. We just had, like, a massive row. I don't know why. It's just, we've had a few rows lately anyway, but it's just...
Yeah.
It just really... You know how it gets, like, when you blow it out of, you know, proportion and everything?
Yeah.
And it was just like, fine, I'm not going Kenya then. And I was like, right, fine. And we've not spoken since then. And normally we, like, ring to sort it out, you know, the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is a massive row, really bad. I can't believe it. I'm just really gutted, so...
Oh,
but
mate.
We're not going Kenya? How bad's that? All that money?
Definitely not going, seriously.
Aesthetic. So, what are you doing tonight, anyway?
Oh, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll give you a ring after I finish work, okay?
Yeah, because I'm not... What day is it today? Wednesday?
Yeah. Don't say if it's your mum or anything.
No, I won't. I'll say you're just giving me some gossip.
Right, I'm going to have to go anyway, because I've got to go back to work.
Mate.
All right, I'll see you soon.
All right, mate. Look, I'll speak to you later. Love you.
All right. Take care.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
She absolutely loves it, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She's like, right, yeah, tell me more details. Yeah.
She's like, oh, no. So what happened?
She's brilliant.
Yeah, we're not going Kenya at the weekend.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my word, you're having a mass baller.
She loves it. She's a gossip. Now you've heard Becky.
Yeah.
And her thirst for more information. What do you think? Is she going to blab or not?
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Right, okay. And how long do you think it's going to take her?
What, when somebody... to spread the gossip? I would say... 17 seconds.
You're going for 17 seconds.
Yeah, once she's got the hello bit all out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello, are you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. Hey, you'll never get... Yeah, no, I'll go 11.
11 seconds now?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So this is what happened. We got their friend, who knows them both, Vicky, to call the gossip Becky. And remember, she is not supposed to tell anyone at all. You're going for 11 seconds on this. Let's see.
It's only Vic.
Oh, hiya, you alright?
Yes, I was just ringing to see if you're going to be in later on tonight because I've forgotten the keys.
Right, yeah, we will be.
And also, have you heard from Paula?
Do you know what? She's just rung me now.
I spoke to her earlier on the phone and she sounded really, really weird. And then I tried to ring her back and she didn't want to talk. What's up with her?
I think, she just said, but don't, if you do speak to her, let her tell you. Because she kind of was saying to me, look, don't say anything, but I think her and Ross have had a big row. She said it's fine. I kept saying to her, I said, is there anything big that started it, what it was about? And she said, oh, no, not really. I said, what is it, just like little things building up? She said, we've had a few rounds lately, but I think they had like a big blowout last night. And Ross stayed at Richard and Shirley's.
Oh, God.
So I don't even know if they're going to Kenya this weekend. I know, I can't believe it. Well, you know, it's a big shock and you're like, oh my word.
Oh dear.
So, I know, I can't believe it.
Have you not spoken to Ross either?
No, but he said Ross normally always rings, even after the littlest of rows, he rings straight away and he's like, right, come on, let's sort it out and stuff. And he's just not rung at all.
Oh no.
I know, so, but I think Paula says, she thinks he's quite serious that he's not going Kenya.
Right.
I was like, oh my God.
If I speak to them, do I need to pretend that I don't know?
Oh God, yeah, definitely. yeah, but like as if you've not spoken to me, definitely.
Right.
So I know you, like I've said, because I know that you always say to me you'll be good at covering and waiting until she tells you anyway, like, but she's literally just this second told me as well. The viewing was it. Oh, Ben just said that. Not very good, was it?
Okay, well, I'll wait for her to ring me then anyway.
All right, yeah, and then just I'm done until she tells you.
Okay.
Or until all right, she tells me, then I'll have to tell you.
I've got to go, but I'll speak to you later on.
All right, then, mate. See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Yeah! Blimey, not only just a little bit, the whole blooming lot.
And I'll tell you another thing as well. All the information was in there, wasn't it? Everything.
Every little detail.
Now, we've called them all back, and Becky has admitted that, yep, she is the world's biggest gossip. But they're all fine. 22 seconds, by the way.
I wasn't far off.
Podcast. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's that?
It's Amy.
Where are you, Amy?
I'm in St. Andrews.
What are you doing?
I just heard that it's impossible to eat cinnamon, so my friend and I thought we'd give it a go.
Oh, I did say don't try it, didn't I?
you did
say that, but you just didn't listen, did you? And
no,
what happened?
It is impossible. The cinnamon completely soaked up all of our saliva and we couldn't talk.
That is exactly what happened. It's just like that feeling of like, oh, I actually don't have any saliva in my mouth at all. I can't do this.
Yeah. It was horrible.
Do you want to try again?
Yeah, let's try it again.
Oh, just to check. It might work this time.
Okay.
You've got the cinnamon there?
I've got some cinnamon.
Okay, right. Just a spoonful in the mouth, yeah?
Okay, my flatmate's helping me out here.
Okay.
Okay. Right, I'm going to go. Let's go for it. Here we go. So horrible.
It's just the posh noise.
I can't speak.
That's right. See, it didn't work that time, did it?
No.
Even posh people can't do it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And here is someone called Danny from a bunch of girls called McFly. Hello. You all right?
Cheers, mate. Yeah, how you doing? You all right?
Can you just confirm where you are?
Why are we girls, mate?
Just because of the show last night, you know what I'm saying?
No, Dougie's the only girl.
Yeah, we'll get onto that in a minute.
I thought I was quite brave.
Can you just confirm where you are at the moment?
I'm just coming out of Paul O'Grady.
Are you?
I mean, oh no, no!
Oh my God!
I mean... Oh dear! The Paul O'Grady show. I've just done the Paul O'Grady show.
Oh, good. Excellent. Okay, good. Anyway,
you might not be allowed to forget that one, I don't think.
The ghost hunting with McFly was on ITV2 last night.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Yes. Let's focus on Dougie.
Yeah.
As the biggest girl of the group.
Yeah, biggest girl.
Right, the bit where he loses his hat and hurts his mouth. Can you tell us what happened there?
Okay, basically, we're down at about 400 metres down into a canal. Not a canal, a coal mine.
Right.
And then
they're similar, aren't they?
Are you a bit flustered?
Oh my God. Hey, no, I'm not. Anyway, yes, so we're down there, and we hear this, like, loud bang, and then Dougie runs into a wall, loses his helmet, and says he wants to get out of there. But he can't get out of there, because it's a long walk back, and he's quite scared, so...
So Dougie lost his helmet?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's hear that bit, then. You won't hear any swearing in this bit, even though there was a lot.
Yeah, we apologise for that, everybody. Sorry.
We have beeped it out, but if the idea of Dougie from McFly swearing does offend you, then please turn down the radio for the next 50 seconds. Thanks.
Hey, look at your trap running out. Look at you.
My turn.
Do you not want to... No.
You don't want to go at the back?
Hell no.
Come on. Do you not want to go at the back?
No.
I'm not going at the back. Excuse me? You're a bunch of rockers.
I got me, go.
Take a deep breath. Oh, God. Wow. All you can hear is boop, dude, boop, dude, boop, dude, dude, dude. Oh, bless.
bless him.
I know. Actually, what you need to do, you lot, is because you're such potty mouths, is join my new club. Would you like to hear about it?
Yeah, go on.
Right, it's a bunch of kids in America who are just fed up of people swearing, so they've come up with a campaign, Don't Cuss. If you want to hang with us, don't cuss. Do you want to hear the song that goes with it?
Yeah, yeah, I'm up for it.
I was sitting in the park, talking to my friends, when we heard adults cussing. Man, it never ends. I said, I know I'm just a kid, but I'll challenge you too. They said, kid, we're really sorry. Can we hang with you? If you want to hang with us, I don't want to hear cuss. If you want to hang with us, I don't want to hear cuss. Don't cuss.
I think Dougie should join.
Yeah, yeah. I think we all should join, really. It was quite, we apologise for our language.
Actually, a lot of girls have been on saying they're much braver than you lot.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm being sexist.
If you want to be my peer, please restrict my ears. Don't cuss.
Yeah, Dougie.
Don't cuss. All across the nation, we'll start.
Now, the thing is, I didn't swear when we went on the Ghost Hunters with Radio 1 thing, did
you
I?
You didn't swear?
No, he just sounded a bit like Alan Partridge.
Like this.
Hello. If there's anybody here, please make a noise, make a sound.
Oh my God.
Well, everyone's really enjoyed this this little chat we've had, mostly because of the beginning bit and the Paul O'Grady thing. So thanks.
Right,
for
that. Yeah, I'm still recovering from that one.
Yeah, it's like Paul. Yeah. Radio
1 podcast. Right, you know we were talking about this website called songforsomeone.com.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes boys in particular think it's really romantic to send a gift of them playing guitar and singing for their loved one. It's a romantic gesture. But now there is a service where if you can't sing yourself or you can't play the guitar, you don't have to embarrass yourself by doing it because there is a company that will do it for you. I've got one for you right
okay.
here.
Okay.
What you have to do is fill in a form and then they just customise your song, your love song.
Right.
Right. So the form I filled in is here.
Yeah.
Tell us the name of your someone, Chappers. Mm. Which word best describes your relationship? Now, I put physical in there.
Okay.
Just because I thought it might make the song better.
Right.
Please tell us their favourite hobby, Manchester United. Okay.
Right.
Didn't know what else to say.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah.
And it's like hair colour, eye colour.
I hope you got all that right.
Yeah, of
Look
course.
Into my eyes every day.
Of course. A hope / dream that he has for the future. I've put to have his own radio show. and the thing you love most about him is his great sense of humour.
Right.
So physical, Man United, have his own radio show, sense of humour. And what they do is they get all those things and put them into the song. It's really clever. So here it is. Until Chappers arrived.
It's quite a long intro, isn't
it? Yeah, really long.
This is your love song to me.
Yeah, go.
Each morning I can feel the sunshine, because a physical love has won my heart completely, and it feels so fine. I wouldn't trade a moment with him. I am complete with him, but if he gets his very own radio show, he will leave me. I love him like a gift from above. Oh. I found love, and I can't understand how I ever survived until Chappers arrived in my life. I'd climb a mountain to behold. I'd swim an ocean for the magic of his sense of humor and hold him. He's gonna get his own radio show, he told me. I'd like to think that he would never be so far away, can hold me. I love him like a gift. I found love. survived until chapters arrived in my life.
St. Lowe's here, everyone.
Don't intrude on a special moment.
Yes?
From above.
Wait.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there's a guitar.
This is the single most beautiful song I've ever heard in my life.
It's quite emotional.
Don't just throw your headphones.
Can't handle it. I think he's a little bit.
Right, yeah. You wait till we get one done for him, then it'll be a whole different kettle of fish. He ruined that then, didn't he?
When the guitar kicked in that solo and it just started to really rise towards the heavens, like, you know, specifically made by the rock gods to convey that love from
you.
Can
I just play you the end? Because
please, yeah. But I'm just saying it's difficult for me because I'm going into two. I've got to go to work now. You guys are done, and I just don't know how much I can take. But you know, go for it.
All right, this is the end bit, which is particularly moving, Zane.
Okay.
Brace.
See, that just kills me. It sounds like Billy Corgan playing that, you know? Just amazing.
Chappers, don't ever leave me, baby.
Oh, man.
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.